This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, delivering the products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. The long-running push for nationwide year-round E15 could take one of its biggest steps forward yet next week. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor says the U.S. House is preparing to vote on standalone E15 legislation that supporters hope could eventually clear Congress and reach the president's desk. President Trump has already indicated he would sign the bill if it reaches him. We'll hear more from Emily Skor right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor says supporters of year-round E15 have more momentum than they have seen in years as the House prepares for a vote on the 13th of May.
Our E15 bill is going to be voted on next week in the House. We have a tremendous amount of very good momentum. We've got a broad coalition of support. You've got farmers, ethanol producers, fuel retailers, the vast majority of oil refiners. We all support this bill that was introduced a week or two ago. And so, you know, our message to Congress is simple. Don't delay. Americans want action. And I'm optimistic. I am optimistic that we have the bipartisan votes to get this done.
Skor says that support for the legislation stretches well beyond just ethanol groups and farm organizations. She says lawmakers are also feeling pressure from consumers dealing with high fuel prices.
You're right. We have very strong bipartisan support for this bill. Because it is essential for the farm economy, and also because gas prices are so top of mind right now. Gas prices are at their highest level in 4 years. And families need relief. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on lawmakers to do something and provide that relief. The president wants lower prices, Congress wants lower prices, and as you know, E15 gets us there.
The legislation would permanently allow E15 sales through the summer driving season nationwide. Iowa and seven other Midwestern states already have year-round access, but supporters say a national standard would provide certainty for fuel retailers and encourage more stations to invest in E15 infrastructure. Skor says getting the bill through the House would also put more pressure on the Senate to finally take action.
You know, at this point, we're kind of taking it one step at a time. And so certainly, if I'll say when this passes the House, that puts additional pressure on the Senate to take action. So we have slightly different dynamics in the Senate. You have a slightly different kind of opposition that we're going to have to contend with. But I do believe that if the House votes on E15 as a standalone bill and supports that, again, it puts the pressure on the Senate to have to do something. And given geopolitics, I think, and as we get closer and closer to the midterms, I think the urgency of the need to do something for the American farmer, to do something for the American driver, that's not going to go away. And I think that hopefully should be helpful to our cause.
President Trump has already indicated he would sign the legislation if it reaches his desk. Still, supporters know that the Senate could present a tougher challenge as lawmakers debate fuel policy, consumer costs, and ag priorities heading toward the midterm election cycle. Growth Energy and ethanol advocates continue encouraging farmers, retailers, and consumers to contact lawmakers and push for action, arguing that year-round E15 would provide a greater fuel choice, lower prices at the pump, and a stronger long-term demand for corn across rural America. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.